As the 2013 rice season draws to a close, Asia and Western Africa have produced more rice than expected, heightening the global paddy production forecast. This is according to FAO's latest Rice Market Monitor report. Here to discuss the report is Concepcion Calpe, a senior economist with FAO. Hello, Ms. Calpe.
Hello.
Growth in production in the rice sector has been weaker in 2013 than it has been in the past 10 years. What do you expect for the coming year in 2014?
Well, there has been a slowdown in the growth of production in the past 3 years. And of course, very often this is very much related to the natural conditions because this continues to drive the production results. In the past year, there has been several setbacks in terms of typhoons, floods and drought, which have been responsible for slowing the growth. Of course, we have to look a little bit closer to see whether this is also a reaction to non-economical conditions by producers. This is something that we are still looking very closely because it's not evident. For this year, we are watching the developments of crops that are at the moment in the ground in the Northern Hemisphere countries. We already have some countries in the Southern Hemisphere that have harvested their crops. The results have been not so good for major players such as Indonesia, Australia, or Sri Lanka, for instance, that have already harvested the crops. But, of course, the overall season result will depend very much on the heavy weights, let's say, which are all in the Northern Hemisphere. These countries still have their crops in the ground, so it will be very dependent on the weather in the next few months. So the results are still very, very uncertain. But we are not very optimistic.
Why?
First, because in the Southern Hemisphere, we already have these results which are not exceptional. But on the top of that, in the Northern Hemisphere, we have already seen a late establishment of the rains. And if this continues, this will have a stronger impact than we are foreseeing today. Low rain does not mean only bad first crop. They also mean that the secondary crop in the Northern Hemisphere that rely on irrigation will not have enough water. So this will be affecting the main crop that will be harvested during the last quarter of the year, but also the secondary crop of next year.
What is FAO forecasting in terms of global rice trade?
We expect trade in 2014, in calendar 2014, to expand by 6% compared to last year. Trade has been expanding very fast in the past 10 years, so it is becoming increasingly a traded commodity. Of course, we expect that a lot of those countries that today are facing very high inflation, very high prices, will use the opportunity of the cheaper rice sold in international market to reconstitute their stocks. So this will boost their imports. I'm thinking mainly of countries like the Philippines or even Indonesia, but of course also Bangladesh and African countries which continue to buy heavily from external markets. At the same time, exporting countries still have a lot of supplies, and therefore they will be able to respond to this demand. We really believe that this year will be a new record.
And prices have been stable for the rice market as a whole. What do you expect for the coming months?
Prices have been stable overall, according to the FAO Food Price Index, but we have seen diverging movement depending on the qualities of the rice. For instance, especially for indica price, which is the bulk of the rice that is traded internationally, these prices have been very much influenced by the policies of a major exporter, mainly Thailand. Thailand has eliminated one of the policies that was supporting the prices in the country. And this led in the past 2 or 3 months in a slippage of the prices from Thailand that have affected all markets. Most recently, the government in Thailand started suspending the sales that they were making from their stocks. And this has helped price recover. So even in the front of price, we still have a lot of uncertainty because they're very much driven by policies. And of course, whatever development in production prospect will also be very influential.